You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
TalkZone.com.
Now, the Common Sense Psychic with Phyllis King. Phyllis brings a unique and down-to-earth style with her Common Sense Psychic readings and spiritual dialogue with callers and guests. Here's your host for the Common Sense Psychic on TalkZone.com, Phyllis King.
Okay, well, good morning in Pacific Standard Time. This is your host, Phyllis King, and I am your Common Sense Psychic. And this is a great day for me, a very exciting day. It is the premiere, the debut, the first of my shows here on Talk Zone. And I am in a celebratory mood, and I hope you all will join me in that mood because I have a lot of good surprises throughout the hour. Well, and one of the reasons I'm so excited about today is for the last, I would say, 15 years or so, and especially in the last 5 years, I have been a guest host and a host for local radio in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I get on the show and I say, hello, this is Phyllis King, your Common Sense Psychic, and I am sitting in for, I'm filling in for the vacationing, the traveling, the ill, whoever. So it's a great day not to be sitting in for anybody. It's just me with my own voice, and I get to do it my way, just like Frank Sinatra, for those of you who are old enough to remember Frank Sinatra. So, yes, before I go any further, I have to tell you, this is a call-in show. This is a place for you to call in and talk about all things psychic, have me answer your questions. It's what I love to do, and it's really the best way for me to dispense my my spiritual dialogue. Just kind of think of me as your metaphysical Dr. Laura. So before I go any further, let me give you the number. It is 1-888-463-6748. It's 1-888-463-6748. So you have it. So call up. And I have to tell you, you have to define every wonderful experience in your life with some ritual. So for everybody who calls up today, new Talk Zone people, you're going to get a copy of my new book, and it's free, and I will autograph it for you as well, because we have to mark the occasion with some kind of celebration, because it's a wonderful day for me. So before I go too much further here, I'm going to do something that I rarely ever do when I'm on the air, and that is talk about myself, because in my books, anything you'd want to know about me and more is in there, so I don't need to go into too much detail. But I do think a lot of you Talk Zone people don't know who I am, so I'm going to share a little bit of that with you. And then I'll talk a little bit about how the show works and what you need to do if you want to have a reading on the air, or, you know, how I do it. But the basics is this. I have been psychic my whole life. I think most people who really go after this as a way of their career are anyhow. You can't really get away from it. You go with it because you have to. And I've struggled with it, I tell you, over the years, because it's a strange thing to be a psychic out there in the world with all the different kinds of energies that come at you. But I started young. I started seeing strange things in my room and around the house, and I never said too much about it because nobody else mentioned it. And then as I got into my teens and I was going through confirmation at church and stuff, I had a real sense of being connected to spirit and to source. And I thought, I think I might want to be a minister. And FYI, I am a minister, whatever. And then as I got into my early 20s and I just had this incredible appetite for metaphysical information, I just began to pursue this stuff with an amazing vigor. And I've had a lot of experiences. I've kind of been there, done it all. Not that I'm not open to experiencing more, but I've pretty much seen it all. And let's see, I did my first professional reading. It'll be 30 years next year, and I can't believe I'm that old, but it's true. I will turn 50 next year, and I tell you, I'm very spiritual, but I do still have a little vanity, because when I was trying to get my stuff together for the Talk Zone folks, I had a little trouble with the photo. I'm like, who is that? But yes, I did my first professional reading almost 30 years ago. I love it. I'm passionate about it. And the principles that I talk about and that I share with people are more than things that I read in books. They are things that I have lived, that I have experienced, and that I know work. And, of course, I don't by any stretch think that I know it all, but I know a few things. And I love to talk about those things. And I feel like I have the best job in the world, because when I get to look at people, I look past the ego, I look past the personality and I get to see the essence of who that person is, who that person is after they don't have a body anymore or before they had that body. And I get to see what their potential is. And that is an amazing experience. I can't really describe it or articulate it any more than that, but it's a real gift to me when I get to look into energy. And I don't look at everybody all the time. You know, I have people say to me, oh, Phyllis, are you looking at me now? I guess you know everything that's going on with me, like my hairdresser or whatever. But, you know, just like you, when you're at work and you're done, you're done for the day. And I have no interest in looking into people's face who don't invite me to do that. It's just, it's such a personal, sacred, sacred thing to do. I just don't take it lightly in any regard. So that's sort of the gist of how it works to me. For me. And so what is the common sense psychic? Why do I call myself the common sense psychic? Well, because half of being psychic is just common sense. To me, I mean, the laws of nature, how the universe works, some of the truths are just common sense to me. But the other part is when someone calls me up, they may say, hey, Phyllis, I met this guy. We've been living together a year. He beat me up. I was in the hospital. He drained my bank account and he ran over my dog when he was drunk. And gosh, do you think I should take him back? You know, and I'm sorry, but it really doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, no, I don't think you should be going back to this guy. So a lot of times people just need to hear something that kind of makes a little bit of sense. And the other thing I do more than anything else in my practice is that I validate. I validate where a person is. And I had one teacher, I've had many teachers, but one of the teachers I had some years back had a saying which I have adopted, and it goes like this. It says, I'm not here to solve your problems. I'm here to validate you for creating them. And the beauty of that statement is that if I can help you understand and see that you are a co-creator in your life, that you have power over your circumstance, you know, that's the secret. That's the key. You're halfway home there to building your life. And so I don't have a lot of judgment about what the personality or the ego does. I don't get all worked up about it. You know, I don't have a judgment about what your behavior is. What I really try and do is just validate you where you are and get you to find your own center. And then from there, we go. So that is how my basic philosophy works. And that's why I'm the common sense psychic. And I think this is the best job in the world, and I'm passionate about it. So how it works for you, if you're going to call up, and please do, if you'd like to be brave and get your question answered on the air, it's 888-463-6745. All I really need is your name. You know, every psychic, anybody who does this for a living, one way, shape, or form, they need some way they tune in, some way, you know, just to get on that wavelength. And for me, it's just your name. And I don't know if I was taught that truly, I've forgotten at this point, or if I've just trained myself to do it, but just your name. And part of that for me is that when I look at your energy, and that is what I do, you are an energetic being to me. And actually, from my perspective, everything is energy. So even this microphone I'm speaking through, the chair I'm sitting on, my voice, your thoughts, whatever, it's all energy. And that's how I perceive the world. That's kind of how it works for me. And so you don't have to be in front of me or even on the phone. Sometimes I do email readings. It's just I perceive your energy. There's not really any time or space with that. And I address your concerns in that way. Now, when you call up on the phone, like on the radio show here or whatnot, you really have to define your question because if you call me off the show for a reading, I'm going to spend a good 10 minutes looking at your energy and seeing what I see and picking out the stuff and looking at your life for 18 months, 2 years, so that I can tell you, you know, what I see. But that takes a few minutes, and we can't really do that in the context of the radio show. So, but when you define a question for yourself and you say, hey, Phyllis, what about this job? What about this relationship? You kind of light up just like a Christmas tree. And that is just about instantaneous. And that's the way it works. So no general readings. If you'd like a general reading, you know, give me a call at my office, or, you know, or log on to my website at phyllisking.net, and I'd be happy to give you one of those. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you? Of course, everybody who calls up is going to get an autographed copy of my new book, and that is called A Psychic Perspective with 10 Steps to More Love, Wealth, and Personal Happiness, and included in that is a 30-day plan to jumpstart your life. And if you actually undertake the 30-day plan and you finish it, then I'm going to give you a 15-minute free reading. So that's just something I really wanted to do to validate folks who have the courage to take those steps. So know that that is out there, and I'm very excited about that piece. And what else should I tell you? And when I have a reading with you, sometimes if you're on the air, you may hear me do a lot of giggling and such. You know, you could call up and say, my spouse just left me and you're all bummed out and all this stuff. And the first thing you might hear me do is give a little chuckle or a giggle. And this is not because I'm laughing at your situation or because I think it's funny in any way. It's really that I have a philosophy, and because I work in energy, I don't think I can get sad enough to make you feel better. And I don't think that I can get poor enough to make your finances better or anything like that. And in the spectrum of energy, the biggest power to create, the most available energy to create with and to heal is at the higher end of the spectrum with enthusiasm, love, joy, happiness. All those kinds of vibrations are much more powerful. And so if I come down to sadness and depression and apathy, I can't do anything for you there. It's really, I'd like you to come up to where my energy is, and hopefully we can get you satisfied and get you in a place where you feel centered. So I giggle and I insert that energy into my own space so that I can maintain a healing vibration for you. And I had another one of my wonderful teachers who said to me, always find a way to be amused. Be amused at not being amused, so that you sort of look down on your body. It's kind of a Buddhist technique that people have. And you look from like the corner of the room down on your body and you see yourself in whatever your life circumstance is. And you insert some humor into it. Oh, man, look how funny my hair looks. Whatever it takes to insert that vibration into your space. And that's really what I'm doing. So that's the disclaimer. That's the cautionary. That's what you need to know about how I read and I giggle and do that all kind of stuff. Okay, let's see. Where are we with time? I'm learning the technology here with the internet, so I got to watch the clock a little bit. So I'm going to go ahead and take a couple calls. My goodness, I'm so excited. I have talks on folks and people. So why don't we talk to Donna, wants to know about a man she just met. I love it. I love it. Donna, good morning.
Hi.
Or good afternoon. Good afternoon, wherever
good
you
afternoon.
Are.
Afternoon. Yes, afternoon here. I'm so anxious to be a part of your first show. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. Are you a client?
I am. In Kentucky.
Yahoo!
Hey, Phyllis.
And are you from Kentucky?
I am.
Yahoo! Well, I am so happy you're here.
Thank you.
Tell me your question. What's going on? Tell me.
Well, I just met a guy a few weeks ago that I'm kind of interested in and just wonder what you see for us.
Could you say his first name?
Reggie.
Okay, well, then you know, or you probably know, I've told you this before, when I look at relationships, I always look at the goals the two people have and how those long-term goals match up, because often that determines whether or not a couple will stay together. I like this person because he's very creative and he has a very loving quality to them, which is something that you will like and enjoy. I would just say, let's get clear, right? I think I've talked to you about this before. It sounds kind of familiar, but just make sure from the get-go that we're talking the same language, that we're going in the same place. And I think that this relationship has some potential for you, but oftentimes just defining what the needs are from the get-go is kind of important. But I like this person, and I think there is some potential for it. But there is sort of this option feeling about it. It doesn't have that sense like sometimes we get this sense of this is supposed to be a mate. This is a mated situation. So, but I like him. I think you've picked well,
okay,
if that's helpful.
But not necessarily a long-term mate.
Well, it's like I said, it's one of those options. Some of the, like I said, some of the people we meet come to us as a mate. You just meet them and you're destined to have a mated or work through the issues. There's karma there. And sometimes not having a lot of karma in the situation is a benefit because you can choose. So there's a lot of chemistry here with you guys and there's a lot that could be had, but you want to define right away because it could go either direction. You just want to make sure you're going after the same stuff.
Same thing. Okay.
And how has your 30-day thing been going? I know you were doing one of the 30-day meditations I told you about.
Right, and I keep starting over because I keep getting distracted. So I really am having trouble focusing, and I'll do really good for a while, and then I'll get off track. And then, so should I start over every time?
Well, absolutely. You know what? And I'm so glad you called because then I get to send you a copy. You're one of my callers. I have your address. Let me get my pen because Dave, the engineer, won't need to take it down. I'm going to send you a copy of the new book and it has a 30-day plan in there. You can just stick the, you know, you can print out the pages or whatever and, put it up there so you can look at it on your fridge or something.
Great.
Donna, bless your heart for being one of my first callers. I'm so excited.
Thank you, Phyllis.
And it's fun to hear your voice because we usually do email readings. Hello?
Hello?
I feel like I'm talking to myself, and I probably am, but I will send you the book, and Donna, always keep in touch. I love to hear from you.
Well,
and
all
right, love.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon, Donna. Oh, great. Let's see. Let me watch the time here. Excuse me, folks, but I'm learning technology here as we go. So I have a couple people waiting, and I'm going to get to those folks in the next segment. But I do want to tell you about one of my wonderful sponsors, that is Deja Vu Publishing. And so let me tell you, if you're interested, as I am, in keeping up with the most current information about all things psychic, then you have to pick up a copy of the Psychic Reader magazine. Deja Vu Publishing has been producing this prominent publication in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond California for 32 years. The Psychic Reader magazine is a bi-monthly metaphysical publication dedicated to providing the most reliable information about clairvoyance, alternative healing, and personal well-being. And it contains interviews, book reviews, and articles from the pioneers and leaders in the metaphysical community. You can read and learn how being psychic can benefit you. So to subscribe or to get a media kit, a free media kit, call Roseanne at 1-800-433-5288, extension 117. That's 1-800-433-5288, extension 117. Or you can email her at ads@DejaVuPublishing.com. So please visit DejaVuPublishing.com, my sponsor, or call Roseanne. And the toll-free number is 1-800-433-5288, extension 117. And you can find links to their website on my Talks On webpage. So there you go. And I'm getting close here to break time. So I see we have a couple of very patient folks on the line, and I will get to you after the break. It's Phyllis King.
Is your body holding you back from the life you deserve? Are you tired all the time or tired of yo-yo dieting only to feel more like a failure than ever? The folks at Your Power Protein ask you to imagine you feel so great that you have more energy than you need to last the entire day. Imagine looking in the mirror and loving who you see. Imagine your dreams of this future are here right now. Starting today, your dreams can become a reality with the help of Your Power Protein. That's YourPowerProtein.com. Your Power Protein has delicious, high-protein, low-carb, low-calorie shakes and the highest quality food supplements available, all to help you maximize your well-being, gain mastery over your weight, satisfy your hunger, increase your energy starting today. Claim the life you deserve starting today with the help of Your Power Protein. YourPowerProtein.com. Turn your dreams into reality.